Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists. Just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, why your chair is not your friend.
Let's get into it. Okay, so I bought something last week, something very small, and it changed my whole view of my day.
A new phone? A new lamp? One of those sunrise alarm clocks you talked about a few weeks ago?
No, worse. I bought a fitness tracker, one of those little bands you wear on your wrist, the kind that counts your steps and your heart rate and tells you how much you slept.
Oh, those things. I've had three of them. They're all in a drawer somewhere.
I know. Everyone says that. But I was sure this time would be different. I put it on yesterday morning with full energy. I set it up. I connected the app. I filled in my height and weight. I was ready.
How long did the energy last?
About 2 hours. Here's what happened. I sat down at my desk at 9 a.m. 9:30, the band vibrated on my wrist. A little buzz. I looked at the screen. It said, "Time to stand."
And what did you do?
I swiped it away. I thought, I'll stand after this email.
Classic.
10 a.m. Another buzz. Time to stand. I was in the middle of writing something. Swiped it away again. 11 a.m. Buzz. I thought, I'll stand after this meeting. 11:30. Buzz. I didn't even look at it. I just reached over and swiped it away without taking my eyes off the screen.
Your wrist learned a new skill in one morning.
Apparently, at 12:30, I got up to get lunch, and the band said, "Great job, you stood up." And I thought, it's congratulating me for getting food. That's not a win, that's hunger.
The band doesn't know the difference between I need food and I care about my health. It just counts movement.
Right. So at the end of the day, I opened the app to check my numbers and I almost laughed. It said I stood up three times in 9 hours. I walked exactly 847 steps. Most of those were to the bathroom and back.
That's a very normal day for someone who works at a desk.
I know, but I never saw it in numbers before. I always thought, I'm fine. I walk to the subway. I go to the grocery store. But the tracker told me the truth. For 9 hours a day, I'm completely still, like a statue.
A statue with a laptop.
Exactly. And then I stood up from my desk at 6 p.m. to go home, and my lower back made this sound, like a door that hasn't been opened in a while.
I know that sound. My back does the same thing around 4 p.m. every day.
So I did what anyone would do. I Googled how many hours of sitting is too much, and the numbers were bad, really bad. Some articles said sitting for more than 6 hours a day is dangerous. Others said it takes years off your life. I closed the browser after 10 minutes because I felt too guilty to keep reading.
That's the problem with health information. It tells you everything is bad, but it doesn't tell you what to do about it. That's a very modern kind of sadness.
It is. And then I thought, there has to be a small thing I can do. Not a big thing, just one small change. That's what I want to figure out tonight.
Your tracker story reminds me of something. Last year, I bought a standing desk. You know, one of those electric ones. You press a button and the whole desk goes up, so you can stand while you work.
Oh yes, the fancy ones. They cost a lot, don't they?
I spent about 2,000 yuan. I was so excited. I set it up on a Saturday morning. I stood at it for an hour. I felt like a very productive person.
And then?
I used it for 3 days. 3 days. After that, I stopped raising it. I just kept it at sitting height. But here's the funny part. I still press the button sometimes. Not to stand, just to change the height while I'm sitting. Like, I move it up an inch, then down an inch, then up again. I don't even know why I do it.
That's amazing. You turned a standing desk into a fidget toy.
I did. I spent 2,000 yuan on a fidget toy. But then I noticed something. One of my colleagues, Sarah, not the same Sarah from yesterday's salary story, different Sarah. She doesn't have a standing desk. She doesn't wear a fitness tracker. She doesn't go to the gym, but she's on her feet all day.
How? What does she do?
She drinks water, a lot of water. She has this huge bottle on her desk, 500 milliliters. She fills it in the morning, drinks it by lunch, fills it again, drinks it by 3 p.m., fills it a third time, drinks it by 6.
That's a lot of water.
It's about 2 liters. But here's the genius part. Every time she finishes a bottle, she has to stand up, walk to the kitchen, fill it, and walk back. That's 4 trips to the kitchen a day. Each trip is about 2 minutes. So she's standing and walking for at least 8 minutes a day. Without thinking about it,
8 minutes of movement she didn't have to plan. She just drank water.
Exactly. There's another colleague, Tom. He doesn't drink that much water, but every hour he stands up, walks to the window, and looks outside for 30 seconds. Just 30 seconds. He told me it's for his eyes, to look at something far away instead of the screen. But I realized he's also standing up. He's also moving. He found his own reason.
That's smart. Everyone needs their own reason. For Sarah, it's water. For Tom, it's his eyes. For me, maybe it's just a timer, a simple buzz on my wrist.
A timer, a glass of water, a window, 3 different reasons, same result.
And yesterday I was telling you about Kate in the break room, how I got coffee and stood there for 3 minutes. And I realized that walk to the break room was the most exercise I got all day. 3 minutes, and I didn't even notice it. That's the thing, the small movements, walking to the kitchen, standing up to stretch, going to the bathroom, those are the things we don't count, but they add up.
They do. And here's the twist. We all think we need to go to the gym for an hour to fix our sitting problem, but that's not how it works.
I was just about to say that. I always tell myself, I sat all day, but I went to the gym for an hour, so it's fine.
It's not fine. Your body doesn't care about your 1 hour of redemption. It cares about the other 9 hours you spent glued to a chair.
That's a hard truth. You can't out-gym a sitting problem.
You can't. Our bodies are designed to move a little all day, not to sit still for 9 hours and then move a lot for 1 hour. The movement needs to be spread out.
So the fitness tracker was right to buzz me every hour. It wasn't annoying. It was helping.
Exactly. And I started thinking about my own day. I sit in a chair to work. I sit in a chair to eat lunch. I sit in a chair during my commute. I sit on the sofa when I get home. I'm basically a professional sitter.
A professional sitter. That's what we are. We sit for a living.
And the scary part is, I never thought about it until I saw your tracker data. 800 steps in 9 hours. That could easily be my number two.
So what do? We can't quit our jobs.
No, we can't. But we can change tiny things, and those tiny things add up. That's what I'm starting to believe.
The hourly buzz is not the enemy. The enemy is the chair, and the chair has been winning for too long. Speaking of chairs and movement, this conversation is full of words about our bodies and how we use them at work. Let's go through them.
Good idea. These are useful words for anyone who spends the day at a desk.
Number one, sit.
Sit. Verb, to rest on a chair or surface with your weight on your bottom. Very basic word. I sit at my desk for 8 hours every day. Sit is what most of us do most of the day.
Number two, posture.
Posture. Noun. The way you hold your body when you're sitting or standing. This word is a little more advanced. My posture gets worse after lunch every day. Good posture means your back is straight. Bad posture means you're curved over your desk. Most of us have bad posture.
Number three, stretch.
Stretch. Verb. To make your body longer or wider, usually to relax your muscles. I stretch my arms above my head every hour. Stretching doesn't take long. Just 10 seconds can help.
Number four, back.
Back. Noun. The part of your body from your neck down to your bottom. A two word. My lower back hurts after sitting too long. The back is usually the first part of the body to complain.
Number five, stand.
Stand, verb. To be on your feet, not sitting. Stand up for a minute. Your back will thank you. Standing is the opposite of sitting. It's the simplest change you can make.
Number 6. Screen.
Screen. Noun. The flat part of a computer, phone, or TV that you look at. A little more advanced. Looking at a screen for too long makes my eyes tired too. We look at screens all day and our bodies suffer for it.
Number 7. Movement.
Movement. Noun. When your body moves in any way, more advanced. Movement doesn't have to mean exercise. It just means moving your body. A walk to the kitchen is movement. A stretch is movement. Standing up is movement.
Number 8. Break.
Break. Noun. A short time when you stop doing something. Take a 5-minute break every hour. A break is not a vacation, it's just a pause. And your body needs many small breaks during the day.
Number 9. Habit.
Habit. Noun. Something you do regularly, often without thinking. I need to build a habit of standing up more. Habits are small actions you repeat until they feel normal.
Number 10. Remind.
Remind. Verb. To help someone remember something. A little more advanced. It's a very useful word. I set a timer to remind me to stand up. Your phone can remind you. Your fitness tracker can remind you. Even a sticky note on your screen can remind you.
Remind is a good word because without a reminder, I'll sit for 5 hours and forget to move.
That's exactly why we need it.
Those are 10 very practical words. I'm going to use at least 3 of them tomorrow.
Which 3?
Posture, movement, and remind. I need to check my posture, add more movement, and set something to remind me.
That's a good plan. Start with one reminder, then build from there. All right, real talk. We've been sitting here talking about sitting, and I think we've discovered something important.
I think so too. We both thought we needed big solutions. A fitness tracker, a standing desk, an hour at the gym. But the real answer is smaller, much smaller.
So let's hear it. What are the small things?
Okay. Here we go, 8 small things, and every single one is something you can start tonight or tomorrow. 1, set a timer. Every 55 minutes, stand for 5 minutes, not 30, not 10, just 5. That's 1 song, put on a song, stand up, stretch your arms, and sit back down. That's it.
5 minutes. 1 song. That's a small positive action anyone can do.
2, reframe how you think about getting water. Standing up to get a glass of water is not nothing. It's your body's way of resetting. Don't call it a walk, call it a break. A break for your back, for your eyes, for your brain.
Reframe. Good. That changes how I feel about my kitchen trips.
3. Be kinder to your back. It's been holding you up all day while you stared at a screen. It deserves a 5-minute break, too. Your back is not a machine. It's a part of you that needs care. So stand up and give it a moment.
Be kinder to your back. I like that. It's softer than fix your posture.
4. And this one is important. You don't need a standing desk. You don't need an ergonomic chair. You don't need a fitness tracker. You just need to stand up. That's it. Permission to stop buying things. You already have everything you need to move more.
Permission to stop shopping. That's my favorite kind of permission.
Mine too. 5. The walk to the kitchen or the water cooler. It's not exercise, but it's a tiny reset for your brain. You leave your desk, you walk 10 steps, you look at something else, you come back. And the sentence you were stuck on, suddenly it makes sense. Because your brain got a break too. I've noticed this happens to me all the time. I stare at my screen for 30 minutes, can't find the right word. Then I stand up to get water. And by the time I'm back at my desk, the word is there, waiting for me.
Tiny joy, a 1-minute brain reset.
Exactly. 6. Here's a simple rule, the 1 glass of water per hour rule. Every hour, drink 1 full glass of water. Why? Because your body needs water. But also because you will have to stand up to fill the glass. And then you will have to stand up again to go to the bathroom. The water does the reminding for you. Sarah figured this out without even trying. She just wanted to stay hydrated. The standing up was a bonus.
That's a smart system. You don't need a timer, you just need a glass. and a little bit of thirst.
7. Reframe again. Your job requires sitting. That's not laziness. That's your job. You're not failing at fitness because you work at a desk. Your job is just your job. Be kind about it. You're doing fine.
That's a good one. Most of us sit because we have to, not because we want to.
And 8. This is my favorite, the feeling of stretching your arms above your head after a long sit, that tiny pull in your shoulders, that little crack in your back. That's your body saying thank you. It's a small feeling, but it's real and it's free.
That's the one. That's the closing thought. The best movement is the movement you don't plan. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to join a gym. You don't have to change your life. You just have to stand up one more time than yesterday. That's progress.
So here's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to put a glass of water on my desk. Not a fancy bottle, just a glass. Tomorrow morning, every time I finish it, I'll stand up, walk to the kitchen, and fill it again. That's it. No fitness tracker, no standing desk, no gym plan, just a glass of water, and a reminder that my body has been waiting.
You don't need a special chair or a standing desk. You just need a reason to stand up. Your kettle is boiling, your water glass is empty, and your body has been waiting.
So stand up, take 5 minutes. Your chair will still be there when you get back.
And your body will feel a little better for it.
That's the whole thing. Small movements all day. That's enough. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.